I did want to start, though, with the Royals from the weekend. And there were a couple things around that. I mean, going in, we were wondering, you know, the attendance stuff. We can get to that later. We were wondering, all right, step up in competition. You know, for those that would say, hey, you've just been beating up on the White Sox, so now what? We said, hey, the Orioles and the Blue Jays, which they start a series with them tonight, is really the next 12 to 16 games a really good test. Well, you lose the series over the weekend to Baltimore. Friday night was a great win. Saturday got out of hand early, and you made it interesting.
Fought back,
to say the least.
No doubt.
And yesterday, yeah, you had, yesterday you just had no offense. It didn't matter that Seth Lugo gave him four runs. You could have given up 20. It didn't matter. He didn't score a single run. They just had no offense going on. This is going to be the question until it changes about this team, which is, all right, it's one thing to do it against the White Sox and others. People are going to want you to do it and see you do it against what are perceived to be playoff teams.
That's correct.
And this weekend, they were unable to do it. They were competitive. They didn't get destroyed, or they were competitive during the weekend. But this Toronto series, even starting tonight, like, it's another one where Toronto has a decent chance to be a playoff team. How do you stack up? People have to believe you finally had a couple outings where your starting pitching wasn't great. Could your offense pick them up? On Sunday, they weren't able to. On Saturday, they almost did. So, I don't, you know, there's not a huge shift in expectation, but I think it's fair to say, all right, got to see it against some better competition.
Yeah, I think the big remaining question now, because we all seem to be settling into the idea that this team has talent and can compete. I understand the Guardians are still on a tear, but this team is good and can compete, is something I've come to very much accept about this squad, and that's good. We needed to get to at least that point. But that's the big looming question for me is, can you do this against the top teams in the American League? Like, very simple. Like, can, and I'm not saying, again, they're not getting just their ass kicked by the top teams in the American League, but they're now, they've had six games against the Orioles. They're 2-6 against those teams, against them, right? Or 2-4 against them. And when you talk about which version of the Royals you're going to get, I don't want just the White Sox version of the Royals, who beats up on a miserable squad and takes advantage of them every single second. I want them to compete. And so, like, the AL East is actually a really good example. They have to go to war every single week. Like, the Blue Jays that they're getting ready to take on, all five teams in the American League East are currently over 500. Even at this stage of the season, which is pretty early, that's super uncommon. So the Blue Jays are probably even better than their 12-10 record would indicate, because they're beating everybody that isn't the American League East, like most of the teams in the division in the American League East. And so, yeah, I sit around here and I wonder those same things, because the starting pitching did let them down a little bit over the weekend. They didn't have enough offense consistently enough over the weekend. Obviously, they murdered the ball on Friday. And then on Saturday, they ended up having some good offense, but it was like too little, like not quite enough and a little too late. I love that they fought back, but they still didn't win the game. And then they lost in a game that never seemed like they were going to get anything going offensively yesterday. So yeah, I want to see them compete against the big boys.
That's fair. I think it's more than fair. And they got a chance starting tonight. Again, the homestand continues. They're part of a 7-game homestand. Royals will take on the Blue Jays for a couple before they go to Detroit for the weekend. And there's a couple day games this week, including a rare Friday at noon game in Detroit. I don't know. Detroit and
Detroit
Chicago.
Detroit has the draft.
Detroit, that's why they moved it up, I'm assuming, right? That has to,
has
be.
To be. Who else schedules a noon Friday home game?
The Cubs, right? That's about it.
Yeah.
The Cubs occasionally will have that 1 o'clock Friday game or whatever. But other than that, it hasn't been something you see very often. I think the other thing with the weekend series we wondered going in, which is what would the fan turnout be like? And on Friday night, it was disappointing. You know, there was only 17,000. But I thought what you got the rest of the weekend, considering the time of the year it is and everything, I thought it was more than fair and acceptable, if you will, of what you should see this time of the year for a team that is above 500 and has been playing good baseball. Like, 17,000 on Friday, like, I don't think if your team's above 500 that Friday crowd should be less than 20K. But Saturday, when you had Sporting Kansas City going on, when you had KC Current going on, both of them sold out, by the way, the Royals had 23,000 on Saturday night. I think that's, for this time of the year, can't complain about that whatsoever. They also had a nice little promotion going on with the replica 2014 ring, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then yesterday,
they also had two sold-out soccer matches at the exact same time. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed it.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
And then
24,
23 something. Yeah. And then Sunday, it was a beautiful day. I was out there yesterday and nice little crowd. I think it was 18,000 or so.
That's fine.
But yeah, disappointing because there's no offense. But I actually thought the crowd, if you consider all 3 days, was about right. I don't think anybody should be freaking out about it. Friday night, I was like, oh no, is this going to be the whole weekend? No, they got over 20 on Saturday night, which is, I think, what it should be for Fridays and Saturdays while you have a team that's winning.
Look, the attendance thing was interesting because you and I were monitoring it closely. Friday was like the only one where we're like, a little light,
mm-hmm.
right? A little light. But yeah, like you said, between the two sellouts and 24,000 people, that's a lot of people going to a sporting event on a Saturday in Kansas City. I can't be disappointed in that. But that goes back to the original thing that we're saying, which is, you know, where do we land on this? By the way, I had decided the Mikel Garcia song.
Mixed results?
Yeah, that's exactly how I would put it. It was not the slam dunk that Vinny Pasquantino's song seemed to bring to him. So I'm torn between two things. One, it could never work to the level of work for Vinny. He's not the level of hitter Vinny is.
Fair.
He's not going to just start hitting 500. He ended his hitless streak. I call that a win. He had a two-hit outing on Friday. If they had won two out of three, I'd have felt real good about it. I'd have said, this worked. And I don't know if I can take a lot of credit for a 240 average and a 290 on base percentage for the weekend.
He got out of the hitting streak. Right. That was the biggest part. Is like he ended his hitless streak. Other than that, it was I don't know if he's out of the entire thing now he's just on track. But he snapped it. MJ Melendez actually would be the guy that got to me. Not only got out of the hitless streak, but now is
murdered that baseball on Friday.
Yeah.
That sound that one in particular made, what was that that made him like get to 9 runs in the second or third inning or whatever?
It was 9-4 in the second or something like that.
That pitch in particular was like, oh my. Okay, MJ, noted. But yeah, Mikel, mixed results. I had decided, I wonder if the issue was live versus not. The problem is to do the Mikel song live, I need actual backup singers.